Well, as we jump into the next segment and recognize Mental Health Awareness Month, we're keying in on one of our most valued partners here in the region. I'm talking about Catalyst CT. We're so pleased to have the voice of Mark Donald, their president and CEO, back visiting with us here. That organization addresses issues linked to school engagement, restorative justice, behavioral and mental health for children and teens and their families throughout Fairfield County and beyond. We're going to be keying in for the most part on all the incredible work the Catalyst CT team is doing in regards to addressing and supporting individuals with behavioral and mental health issues. But first, we want to call on anyone who doesn't want to see families with a sick child struggling. So here's your chance to help. We want to tell you about the Joe Abate Foundation, because they work with families all over the state and they help raise money for the financial and in-kind support of babies born with congenital heart defects. You can help by sponsoring or attending their Light Up the Night fundraising dinner, auction, raffle, and game night. That's happening at Anthony's Ocean View in New Haven on September 18th, starting at 6 p.m. But we're telling you this nice and early because there are a lot of ways you can help through sponsorship, buying tickets, or perhaps donating an auction or raffle prize. If you'd like to learn more about the organization and find out how to get involved in their Light Up the Night fundraising event, just go to joeabatefoundation.org. That's J-O-E-A-B-A-T-E foundation.org. All right. And now pivoting back to another organization that's doing so much great work supporting families, especially with individuals with behavioral and mental health issues. Mark Donald, thank you for joining us on behalf of Catalyst CT.
John, appreciate you. It's always a pleasure chatting.
So we did mention a number of other ways that your organization and your team is serving the Fairfield County region and beyond. Why don't you just give us the quick overview of all of those other important services and audiences that you address?
Absolutely. So Catalyst CT, we have a program called The Hub, and The Hub is one of the five regional behavioral health action organizations, RBHAO for short. And we're charged with providing support along the behavioral and mental health spectrum. Our particular region is Southern Fairfield County, the towns from ranging from Greenwich to Stratford. What that means is we provide training on naloxone, generally known as Narcan. We do adult first aid, youth mental health first aid, question persuade refer, which is a suicide prevention training. We also provide some capacity building around suicide prevention, cannabis awareness, and gambling. So it's a range of services, of trainings. You know, you can sign up with them with us, or we can come to you and provide them for organizations, CBOs, government organizations, schools, all of the above.
And really, going back to the days of RIASAP, the organization from which Catalyst CT has emerged, that organization, in my recollection of them being on our program going back now decades, is that they always did groundbreaking work in destigmatizing and providing services to individuals with mental health disease.
Yeah, absolutely. The SAP in RIASAP was Substance Abuse Partnership, and it morphed over the years. You know, we've always been seen as an agency the community can turn to in times of crisis. So it merged into RIASAP, and then, you know, we felt it important to reflect the work that we actually do, which is providing that spark and bringing organizations together to get transformative work done.
Also, you guys going back to the beginnings were identifying that important crossover point between substance abuse and folks trying to medicate essentially their ways out of, or to help in some ways alleviate the burden of their anxiety, their or their mental health or behavioral issues.
Absolutely. And substance misuse is certainly an unhealthy coping mechanism. So we try and get the word out about healthy coping mechanisms, whether it's managing anxiety, recognizing substance use disorder, recognizing different forms of addiction like gambling and other substances. So, you know, this is all awareness and education. We don't do direct service therapy, but, you know, mental health across this age spectrum is certainly exploding, but certainly in youth. And it's important that we get those healthy coping skills, getting out in nature, doing breath work, practicing mindfulness or meditation. All these are low cost options that can help us manage our mental and behavioral health on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, I think one thing that as a society, we've always put emphasis on physical health and going to the gym, even down to physical education in schools. But we don't think about the day-to-day mental health maintenance and quote unquote exercises that we can do to be mentally healthy.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit, because these aren't just exercises or applications for those who have a clinical diagnosis. This is something that can perhaps give an individual who just experiences anxiety on occasion and may think that they have something more deeply wrong with them, to try to you know, as you said, exercise it away a little bit, or at least diminish it.
Yeah, and it's reducing the stigma around that. So, you know, am I exhibiting signs of depression, or, you know, am I having a tough day? What are some other symptoms that we may recognize? There's certainly, you know, several indicators of somebody at a higher risk of suicide. So how can we, as family members, as people in the community alongside these people, recognize these symptoms and provide an intervention, you know, non-clinical, all of us are not therapists, to support that? What are the signs of cannabis addiction? Certainly, you know, the marketplace and the marketing around cannabis is different than the reality. So particularly in regards to youth. So it's important that we get those messages out there so people are equipped to identify things that that may be impacting them, as well as how they can, make better decisions, healthier decisions along the way.
Well, let's address that. Recreational use of cannabis has been illegal here in Connecticut for several years. In terms of trending, is there some level of expansion in the crossover between the potential accessibility to cannabis and the either the types or the number of cases that you're seeing through your offices and your partners that seem to be directly tied to that particular recreational substance?
Absolutely. Certainly the hospitalizations of youth 14 to 24 have skyrocketed in terms of consumption, particularly when you're talking about consuming something in edible form where the dosage can overwhelm the symptoms. Another thing is the research is emerging, really, because it's been a class one drug for so long. But, you know, one thing that is clear in the research is that it's terrible for youth for 14 to 25, and it's terrible for people with prior history or potential history of mental health disorders, particularly around schizophrenia. So we wrapped up yesterday, National Prevention Week. So we are keyed in on how can we prevent abuse and misuse. We are keyed in preventing, some of these other negative aspects of addiction. We're heavily involved in the harm reduction aspect of it as well. So if you're going to you're going to go up to Mohegan Sun or Foxwoods and gamble, how can you do that in a healthy way that doesn't lead towards unhealthy behaviors where you're sacrificing health, family, job, et cetera?
I think it can't be undersold, ties between whether it's a gambling addiction, an alcohol addiction, a substance use addiction, and the propensity for that individual, especially if they've been exposed to nothing but negative stigma about it, how that could be a real accelerator towards suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. One of our focuses is on the empathetic point of view, and we have certainly members on staff who have experienced some of these issues. One of them in particular has a child who experienced some substance misuse in her life. So super passionate about it. One of our messages as well is to reduce or eliminate the term of addict, where we're reducing it to a negative connotation to somebody experiencing substance use disorder. I think we can all recognize in people we know who might have suffered from some sort of addiction that they're more than just that suffering. And a lot of it is as well is a response to some of the traumas that they've encountered over their lifetime. So trauma responsive is better than trauma informed. But the more we know, the more we can address the issue.
Well, looking forward in the last 3 or 4 minutes that we have with you, Mark, can you educate folks about some of the key resources and partners that that Catalyst CT can bring to the table to help address individuals who either think that they may themselves have some sort of a mental health issue, or those who may have a loved one who has yet to acknowledge it, or who may be having a difficult time because of the stigma around it?
Absolutely. So the first, of course, is the acute and immediate need for someone experiencing thoughts of suicide. 988 is a key resource where you have trained professionals who can provide support during that acute time. For a less acute time, you can certainly go to 211. And then as you're trying to educate yourself more, we really recommend going to our website, catalystct.org. You can look up the program, The Hub. As you scroll down, you can see access to our trainings. Coming up, we have a Narcan training virtual at May 20th at 3 p.m., a community conversation on gambling on May 30th. Adult mental health first aid on July 11th. And you can sign up for all those. It'll indicate whether it's virtual, whether it's in person. And certainly if you're outside of our catchment area, there are RBHAOs around the state that will serve you.
And certainly opportunities to support through either volunteerism or financial donations, right?
Absolutely. We need all the help we can get. Times are only getting tougher. The need for our services is only getting tougher. And we can certainly appreciate all the volunteerism and donations that people have the ability to give.
Very good. So just the last word, if I could get it from you, Mark, speaking directly to individuals who may be listening, who think they might need help, but who are afraid to make that outreach because of the way they think the world is going to view them going forward from that revelation.
Well, certainly go to our website, catalystct.org, and there's several resources, including the trainings. There's guides that can help across the range of behavioral health, whether it's substance use disorder, suicide prevention, cannabis. There's a lot of resources there. And again, I can't emphasize enough the resource of 988 for those who are experiencing thoughts of suicide. It's there. It's used, when it's needed, and it has been successful. But we encourage people to become informed, reduce the stigma. We're all in tough times together. We bounced out of COVID and, the rise of social media and teens, all these things. We can educate, and that way we can support each other through all these issues.
Mark Donald, leading the team as president and CEO of Catalyst CT, that organization for decades, empowering healthier communities, starting with access to the right resources. CatalystCT.org is their website. Mark, as always, great to chat with you, and we will speak to you again soon. Our congratulations to you and your team here as we continue moving through Mental Health Awareness Month. Appreciate being part of the series.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.